Exhibited. The fact is that, you know, it's not our fault that the economy tanked and no one can be found to fill the room. But, you know, it just seems to me like we should be trying to negotiate or find a hard...
Well, three people have already tried separately to negotiate. The landlord is not willing to negotiate. And we have received advice from lawyers. I assume you're not a bankruptcy lawyer.
No, I'm not.
So I will tell you that going into bankruptcy should be extremely dangerous. Because we're in California, okay, with a lot of judges, this is my opinion, not a legal opinion. A lot of judges were appointed by Pignatian and other very right-wing governors. And this is a polarized state. The left wing, it's pretty left, and the right wing is very right. And we don't want to have some ultra right wing judge appointed trustee who's also right wing. So, you know, bankruptcy is really a Russian roulette for the foundation. Could be good.
I'm not pushing for bankruptcy.
The
point of information is, I don't know what the argument was that Andy just made, but as far as the bankruptcy, I don't see how we could go and enforce into bankruptcy as opposed to taking a loan out on our assets if we have more than enough assets that we don't qualify for bankruptcy. So I don't understand who's for the final purpose I'm going to bankruptcy.
Okay, who's Donna when you have assets?
My question is about the firm that our auditor. I know when we hired them, they did volunteer sometime at pro bono to look at some of our affairs. How involved are they in trying to help us get out of this financial mess?
Point of order. It's your call for time. I'm totally up for extending time to accommodate just another question. But
I did not hear him call time.
No, I'm not saying you did. Okay. I'm saying he did. So let's extend time. There are other people who want questions too. I'm still willing to extend.
Let's be realistic.
He
limits
himself to 1 minute then.
Yeah.
So we have
to move to extend 10 minutes.
It's 1 minute.
All right.
Well, that was my question.
Good question. I don't know the answer to it. I will ask Al to answer that question. Email you.
They're not involved.
They don't
matter. Am I on that
strategy? Not yet.
Israel is going to do that for you. When I have my hand up, and
I
have
my hand up. All right, I got Israel. But the other
thing is next. Just a couple of things here, Grant. You mentioned again, as Sean did, and I just want to keep the record correct here, that we have posted for an interim executive director. It is my understanding we have posted for an executive director, but not an interim.
You know, Risa would be best to answer that question because I'm not on the personnel committee.
Okay.
An executive director, is that correct?
It is an executive director that we have posted for.
Okay.
We have
voted for her to be the intern, so we did not vote for, look for an intern.
I'm just keeping the record straight.
Right,
what is posted is for an ED, and I keep hearing that being referred to as an interim ED.
No, it's not. You're familiar with the history.
I also, on the record here, it is my understanding, Grace, that you were the maker of the motion on the new disciplinary policy. At least I inquired with DMV, and that was David Beaton's response.
That's true, but the thing is, I wasn't on the meeting at the meeting where it was amended.
Right, but you said you didn't know the content of that motion, and...
No, I don't know the content of the resolution, okay?
It was a resolution put forward.
It was without alteration?
According to David Beaton, you were the maker of that motion. And it was not amended. When can we expect an agenda for the meeting in Brussels? It is now 72 hours away.
Good question. That was being put together by Susan Young and some other people from the coordinating committee. I'll have to nudge that and all that.
Thank you. So it makes it very difficult to plan.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Is
Israel?
Yeah. What can you say?
And the other directors as well, if you want to, as to what the results were of your New York visit and inquiry, both plus and minus. And in relation to that, there is some relation about the factional issues that have arisen in New York and on the national board in terms of what progress or prospects do we have of resolving or ameliorating these kinds of conflicts which impede our progress and our working together. So WBI specifically, and then on the national board generally.
I consider, my opinion is that the trip to New York was very positive. We were greeted in a positive fashion. A lot of people came up to us and extended their support. The staff was very cooperative. We were trying to help. We did things like fixed equipment, started to help with planning for the upcoming fund drive, did an assessment of all different areas of the station, and are presenting a report to the national board. Ali, Lexa, and Jonathan Alexander were graciously donated to WBAI for 10 days, eight working days, whatever it came out to. I rehired Tony Gates, who had taken a voluntary layoff at KTSA, because the fund drive needs really to be made much more efficient at WBAI. To tell you the truth, there's a high level of dysfunctionality at WBAI. The market share at WBAI is on par, maybe a little bit lower, but not much, with KTSK. KTSK's listenership market share is not... There's not much difference. The difference, to some degree, at WBAI is the extreme dysfunctionality of the fundraising and the management of the station. For instance, there are times when there's nobody in the phone room whatsoever while pitching is on the air. We are losing untold amounts of money because the phone room is empty. The phones are broken. There are not enough phones. There are little lights. These are antique phones. There are little lights on the top of the phone. But they're old phones. It's not like replaceable. You have to go to an antique phone store to find the little light. So when the phones ring, it's 10 phones or 12 phones, inadequate number of phones, and you can't tell which one's ringing. So we're losing tens of thousands of dollars because no one has ripped out the phone system and put a $2,000 or $3,000 phone system through the in there. So this is the level of dysfunctionality. It's unbelievable. A lot of the equipment is broken, full of viruses. So we, Jonathan and Ali is helping with the website. Jonathan helped with some of the equipment repair. But, you know, this station needs an overhaul. I hope we can overhaul it. We need everybody...
Right.
cooperation of any fashion. We're not
Well, for the record, you just made these statements regarding the experience and functionality of the management at WBAI.
I didn't say management, I said the station.
I
did
too.
I didn't hear
that. Is there an order to this? Do we have a group of people questioning that we
I misspoke. It says functionality at the station. I correct myself. Delete. I'm allowed to.
Okay. We're 1 minute
for the record.
Is it I would like to say for the record that I am not happy with the amount of time that listeners get to speak, and I'm not happy with the timely time when they are allowed to speak. Sometimes it seems that it's not the best time for them to have to hold their tongue when there's a hot topic that they want to comment on. I think when they do finally speak, they're frustrated, and that's part of the reason why we get some of the attitudes that we get, and then maybe deserve it. But I would like to also say that, listeners, I listen to you guys on the radio when you call in, and I get great ideas and all that from people, but when you're here in person, we only get complaints. So I would say, when you speak, also come up with alternative solutions as well as things that are done well, and I think that would help the meetings as well. As far as the IED has become a target and an incident and a problem that if she disappears today, that problem would not go away at all. There is a problem that has to be addressed. Finally, somebody's addressing the damn problem. I think that when we're at a critical stage as we are right now, maybe there's a time when people need to start thinking about, we better save the ship because we're all in it. We are all in this ship. So I would end by saying this, and I've got a question for you. The one thing that I found very unhappy about was that this whole thing that seems to be the perceived idea is that there's a certain amount of secrecy that went on, and I'm wondering why we weren't all made aware of this in advance so that maybe there wouldn't be the blowback and there would be more understanding about it now.
I went over this with legal counsel, with two lawyers, and I put out a statement, and that's what I'm allowed to say, and I'm sticking to the script. I am constrained because I am a senior. I am the executive of the foundation.
Will you guys give her a little respect and ask me my question, please?
I am limited in my answer to those questions, and I understand that there's concern about it. I really understand that. I made the decision to take that trip very rapidly when I found out that WBAI was going to be going into fund drive in the beginning of May. I knew that the Pacifica National Board meeting is happening at the end of this week. So the only window of opportunity was last week. I put that together with the cooperation of the WBAI. Okay, we have inadequate staff. We have hardly any staff on the national level. So, 2GM, Sean and Lemlin, offered staff, because those are the only resources that I have, to pump in some energy so we can repair WBAI and get it to a higher functionality. And so that's what I did. I did it on the spur of the moment between PNB meetings, and it got done. And I think it was positive. By the way, thank you very much, Rico. Rico contacted some of his celebrity friends, and Rosie Perez is interested in having a show on WBAI and did come into the station last Friday and talk to me and Tony Little and met the staff there. So hopefully that will happen. That will give a nice boost to WBAI.
Thank you.
We're out of time again
on this item. I have one comment. I guess it's just all this, like, hitting on, like you said, the person becomes the target. I mean, I don't know if anybody listens to the Finance Committee calls, the National Finance Committee, but last year KPFK was the big pariah of the network, and this year we're not. It's the first time we don't have legal expenses on our budget. But WBAI still has big, big problems, so I would say that, the elections are a separate issue. They need to be handled well also. They weren't handled well last time either. Nobody was happy. People who won, the people who didn't win. So, just
as long as we get the people in place that we need to focus some attention on WBAI because they're going to pull the rest of us down if we don't focus on the next station that needs attention. So, like, I think it's good. Give it the attention. Replace the equipment. So I'm just saying, you know, from so anyway, that's all. I just, if you guys listen to the finance committee, I mean, WBAI is the current place that needs the attention of the network.
I'm talking about information.
No. What's the point? What's the point?
It was a former interim executive, it was a former executive director of Pacifica who put and saddled WBAI with that new Tapscott, also a current Democrat. I just want to point that out.
I apologize for the time you've taken away from our other important groups.
We should probably get our 5 minutes to listen to our comment now before we run out of time and get kicked out of the building, you know?
We've got an hour.
Are we
just stopping?
Oh, no,
we're going to move on to program oversight.
Well, I have to keep the paper in front of you. And let me just preface this by saying a very simple last comment is exactly why the first motion is here. And that has to do with the decision-making process.
Excuse me, what are we looking at? I got a lot of things in front of me.
The National Programming Committee has spent a year and a half developing a national programming policy that was approved by the Pacifica National Board in 2006. It emphasized a collaborative process. But the comment that Grace has made is exactly what concerns many of us and why this motion to ensure the collaborative processes enshrined in the national program policy we followed. In light of the role that the national office appears to be playing in programming, we urge the community to ensure compliance with the letter and spirit of the collaborative process clearly articulated in the national programming policy adopted in 2006. Which calls for collaborative process between governance and management throughout the network. Quote, in the development of any new regular program or long-term series that is produced nationally, close quote, and further, which mandates that any such proposal, quote, shall be brought to the PMB Programming Committee for review to ensure that both network and local needs are met, close quote. There was another month report in 2008 that again emphasized the issue of collaboration, including language that said, we'll seek ways to work in consultation with the national office, with the LSC Program Consult Committee, the LSCs, and with the general managers, program directors, and programmers to solicit their input and promote a collaborative process to implement the programming policy goals and plans. This is the policy. And I think that we're entering into very dangerous terrain. And why you are being criticized for it is because what many people see is the erosion of the collaborative process that, in fact, has been enshrined. So I urge us.
Enshrined
by the PMB. That's their policy.
By the PMB. It's a policy that was passed by the PMB.
So when you get finished that?
So I urge our LSB to pass this motion and bring it to the Pacifica National Board. We are in a crisis, and there are going to be programming changes, and we missed Sean before. But he wants to assure a collaborative process to make those programming changes.
And I'd like to
complete the And that is what everyone is asking for, and that is what everyone is concerned about. So I'm urging the KPFA LSP to vote on this motion by the Programming Oversight Committee and bring it to the PMD next weekend.
My question was, since this started, adopted in 2006 and reaffirmed in 2008, has anyone been able to track the success of collaboration? How successful has this national program?
Well, unfortunately, we tried to get that kind of collaboration. The National Programming Director, coordinator, was laid off because he was the one that was really supposed to be helping to implement that collaboration nationwide. He was the one that was supposed to be helping with that coordination. So, no, it hasn't. But there are major program changes that are being talked about now. That's the way to save the network. And that's the concern, that we stick to the democratic processes and the collaborative processes that have been enunciated and approved by the system.
We have to give up.
On order.
Ian, I have a point of well
said. I'd like to ask the chair alternate between pro and con on the motion so when we reach time we put it down.
Okay.
Is that pro or con?
I wanted to support this motion because, first off, I've been on that programming committee, and I got to say, there has not been always the kind of collaborative process we wanted prior to Nathan leaving. Unfortunately, there were times when, we were like, how the hell did that happen? Who picked that host? And how, what was the decision-making process? It was all very obscure. We were trying to work with Nathan to get better cooperation and collaboration with the committee. And I think if he's moving in that direction, sometimes these things happen quickly. But when we're talking about, picking some show at some station and making it national, for instance, for the benefit of the network, I think it would be better to have more voices involved in that decision-making process and not less. And the reason for that is because the decision that's being made could sink the network. You could take a bad show and put it nationally and, tarnish the brand. So, in any event, I also think there's a serious consideration with the programming committee, in fact, that we're going to do long-term planning at this PMD meeting, and if any planning coming out of the programming committee is from anything this side of the most recent PMD election, we've got real problems, because they've been having secret meetings on the programming committee. I'm a member of the committee. I was elected by this board to sit on that committee, and I've not been informed of any of the meetings. They've been having meetings where I've found out by email that they occurred after the fact, even though I've been on the national programming committee's email list asking questions like, when is our next meeting? Are not being posted there or announced properly. So those are what are known as a nullity, legally speaking. And I don't think anything should be taken from that committee and advanced to the national board, and there could be a lawsuit if that happens.
Now we have a con.
I guess I just wanted to know, it said in light of the role that the National Office of Peer Review played in programming, all I've really heard is discussions of sharing programming between the various stations. Have we moved beyond that to a discussion of really more nationalized programming besides this thing coming out of Washington, D.C. that we're getting? Could you just clarify, what is this role that the National Office appears to be playing? Anybody?
I have a con.
I just have a question.
I'll
take your question.
I'm just a little confused here. Is this a committee of the PMD or the LSP? What's the situation here?
It's what?
Is this committee, this Programming Oversight Committee, a committee of...
Of the LSP.
Of the LSP. It's a committee
it's
of...
It's an elected committee of the LSP. Not, we don't elect that committee. It has been a committee of the LSP since its inception.
So it is a committee.
The LSP
has oversight over this committee.
No.
No.
We're bringing this motion to the body for
a minute. You just told me it's a committee of the LSB. How can the LSB not have oversight responsibilities?
It's
a weird, I've never heard of a committee being made by a body that the body doesn't have some responsibility over.
It's been part of the committee, which I've sent you at least three times.
Oversight is
oversight over the way in which programming decisions are made so that they conform to the bylaw. It does not make programming decisions.
No, I just want to know, under whose purview this committee, this is a subcommittee of what?
Just like this governance committee is a committee of this body.
Yeah.
It brings forth motions and agenda.
And this body has oversight over governance.
This body either accepts them or
rejects
them.
Will you maintain order? Question, then I have one.
Very simple. In light of the role of the National Office of Security playing in programming, what is an ongoing discussion by the National Office preceding the current IED with regard to creating national programming? And it is one of the reasons that this was then in the 2008 motion reiterated.
Can I respond to this? Okay? Let me respond to it. First of all, there ain't no staff at the National Office to create national programs. There's no plan, there's no project, there's no nothing. I gave a directive to the general managers to make programming improvements immediately. The way they do it, they can do it collaboratively. I'm fine with a collaborative process. It's in the bylaws. But not if it takes 18 years. Because we'll be gone if we don't do this quickly. So my experience, many collaborative processes have eaten up the time of general managers and of boards and brought no results. I am totally in favor of a collaborative process as long as it's rapid. You know, because we don't have the time to have a 3-year collaborative process. A collaborative process should have been ongoing. Okay, and should have come that there's already been collaboration, and the general manager should move forward from that to programming improvement. The National Office is not just dictating what programs should be put on, what type of program, the nature of the program, nothing. I just give a directive to the general manager that they are to improve programming and listenership, particularly in peak with potential listenership hours, which are basically 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's it. There's no plan on a national level for national programming. There is, however, collaboration currently between Lemlem and Sean Heitkemper that was decided between the two of them. I approve it. I think it's a positive collaboration. But that's it. There's nothing. There's no national program director. And there's no money.
Am I on that set?
No, not yet. Is this
this is
an attempt to have a 2 or 3 year collaborative process that results in no programming changes, that I'm against it. My fear
is that. Point of information, is there anything in the text that indicates it would take 2 or 3 years?
Past practices of collaborative process.
Might I offer to you the possibility that the committee actually has scheduled to regular meetings.
I
have
my good idea.
I
I'd like to amend and strike the statement in light of the role of the National Office of Security Planning and Programming and begin this motion with the urging of the NB.
Second.
Can we deal without objection?
Any objection to what we remember?
The resident should refund the
appeal. Restrike the first sentence.
Yeah, I know.
Secretary, Doug.
Everybody has it in front of them.
Oh, would you like me to read it?
Yeah, we read it.
She gets stuck out the first sentence.
Am I next on the second one? Yeah. Is it the first comment? We are. Okay, am I next on the second one? Yeah. 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 program. And on the other hand, we certainly shouldn't have something to do with programming policy. But this is clearly what is accomplished by this. I hate to say this, but it is some kind of a hidden fear. It's not a hidden agenda that somehow this will be some national programming put over above and beyond local interests. It isn't clear what this accomplishes.
Are you talking about the note which is just to inform people that is not in the motion? The note below is to indicate to people what happened in 2008 if we affirm the collaborative process. The motion is the single paragraph, which comes directly from the policy. They're talking about collaborative processes in governance and management and development of any new program. This is a policy.
So collaborative, consultative, review, those are the key words, not usurping or mandating. I'll be clear with you in mind.
Not what I have in mind. The policy.
Well, your motion.
It's my motion.
The words are in mind.
I'm going to speak in favor of the motion, but it's going to sound like opposed. This came about in part when Greg Zuma tried to establish a national election program. When Greg Zuma tried to establish a national program related to elections, and there were objections at the Mobilization Foundation resources for suffering without a lot of input, and so I understand that point. However, in Pacifica, people often use the call for collaboration as a tool to basically prevent anybody from being able to function. So no matter what you do, there's some ill-defined process you were supposed to engage, or a well-defined process that's impossible to engage, which again prevents anybody from exercising any authority over anything, because people within Pacifica are very traumatized by the abuse of authority, which I also understand. But you have to be able to move the ball. You have to grant somebody the right to move the ball. So yes, I agree we should affirm the collaborative effort, and it should be incumbent upon whoever has the authority to make such a decision to specify, the way Sean did earlier, how he's going to be collaborative. And that should be enough to let somebody move forward and function. He's actually spent a remarkable amount of time, because he recognizes the reality that when you try and do it without that, all these forces mobilized to stop you. However, he's also come to the point where he recognizes that all those procedures also function to basically deny you the right to act when it's your responsibility.
I guess he could fill my thunder. I'll shut up.
Can we call a question on this? I'm going to take listen comments now.
I just want to say something very basic to this and sitting here. That there's a poison going around, you know, and it's, we know about it, we people that are here, and it's not out of the air or anything, and I would want it to be out of the air, and we got to stop this poison before it poisons us and buries us. And I think that
I'll stop right there.
This is pretty much an example that the as far as magnification and waking time. As far as we see how for alternative new voices state the finances to serve the bill, I believe that we need to look outside the box and continuously search for new voices, such as youth, workers, students. Regardless of the finance struggle, we still have to continue with our mission as the Francisco Foundation Volunteer Oriented Foundation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marla. The only way we can get new voices on the air.
Point of order.
What?
You're speaking to the second motion that we have.
Okay. So I should not speak to that. What I will speak to is that we do need a collaborative process, and sometimes it takes a long time. We can't negate everything that's been done in the past. I say we are going to forget everything we have to be in a hurry to finish it, because therefore we will forget the history of what has been done, and that has been a lot of work, and there's been a lot of wisdom in that work. We cannot forget that work which has been done and hurry through to make new programming. And from a quote from a listener who came up to me the other night, which is, we need to forget about trying to have improved programming. We just need good
programs. I should hurry up and pass the resolution asking the CMB to follow its previously adopted resolution so we can get the new business to pass the resolution asking the CMB to follow the bylaws.
I understand what Dave is saying. I mean, he's taking issue with some of the things Dave is saying because he sounds like a contradiction of the way he stood before. So that's just my understanding. I could be wrong. But there's I agree with Terry, this needs to be passed because there's definitely an abuse of power that is going on here. And maybe those who are aligned with that power don't see it that way because they're just blinded. And sometimes you get so enmeshed that you don't get to see what your leader's doing. And it's kind of effect that it's having on the listener. So, that's my major concern. This is a good affirmation. We worked on it in 2006. And I was part of the program oversight committee. Committees show on report out, and that's what you have to decide the oversight.
A point of order. What time? This meeting was noticed till 10 o'clock. What time are we going?
10:30.
After
10:30.
Don't we have to agree to extend that? Because I thought we were going until 10.
We started late anyway.
It was an hour late.
We wrote an agenda that was more than 2.5 hours.
No, we started at 8 o'clock.
There are other people I want to speak.
No, we don't want to.
I'm just asking, do we have to take a vote to go past 10 o'clock or not?
We convened an hour late.
That's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant
to the notice of the meeting. I just want to know what's going on because I was under the assumption that this was over at 10 o'clock. And now my personal life is once again going to be out there.
You can leave the gate. Yeah, if you need to leave, leave. And I have to set the turn, leave this
motion please as amended?
We urge the PNB to ensure compliance with the letter and spirit of the collaborative process clearly articulated in the National Plug and Link Policy adopted in 2006, which calls for a collaborative process between governance, and management throughout the network, quote, in the development of any new regular programming or long-term series that is produced nationally, end quote. And further, which mandates that any such proposals, quote, shall be brought to the PNB programming committee for review to ensure that both network and local needs are met, end quote.
Okay.
Wait, we're doing it. You're going to take the vote by hand?
Let's do it before we leave everybody.
Hold on, both.
Can you call Goodman first here?
I'll abstain since I'm not sure about this motion. I think it's a good motion. I just don't know who has oversight over it.
So I abstain.
We're just urging the board.
Dave Adelson was left. Dave, he's in the back.
He's got to call him afterwards. He's got to go here.
Israel Fuhrer.
I'll abstain.
Yes. Dave Adelson.
How are you doing?
Yes.
Ian Johnson, yes. Tracy Gordon. Reza Ford.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Annalise.
Yes.
One Warren's left. I am not allowed to vote.
I support this motion. That's
yes for me to hopefully. Okay, I can't vote, right?
Yeah, you can vote.
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 I just feel we're reaffirming what we're reaffirming.
Yeah, totally.
That's all we're doing.
It's the responsibility of someone of our reps. We all agree with that.
We have nine members.
Hey, yeah. Do you want to be the reps that the sponsor will take us to the PMD?
9-0 and 2.
The sponsor will take us to the PMD?
9-0 and 2. Yes.
Good man. It's done. Just send us to the conference.
Okay, thank you.
With the change.
Okay.
We have a second. Are we getting to move on to the next quarter?
We have a second.
Oh, no. Sorry. Okay. I hope that the people who came and kept us from having quorum will stay. Yes.
No, they left.
Once you go below 7, you don't have
a quorum.
Well,
okay,
we can conduct this by a majority.
And when you go down below 7,
we got that. We got nine people, and 7 people are doing really good.
to vote on this?
In light of the current financial crisis, Pacifica Network alleged to be a community radio and to conform specifically with Article 5.0, New Voices, of the National Program Policy, adopted in 2006, a change programming oversight committee.
We don't have to hear, sir.
The recommends that the following be approved and be submitted to the PNB. In accordance with Article 5 of the National Programming Policy, the program stations to train current and new volunteers in order to bring new voices to the air, every station shall initiate discussions on restructuring, especially the role of tape producers and volunteer staff, and initiate programs to recruit and train community volunteer programs.
We're asking them to implement new voices, and it is, David, something that we need to talk with the new GM about at the very first meeting, which is the need to talk about the role of paid producers in unpaid volunteer programming. And it's asking stations to initiate a discussion on that in order to implement something that was already passed, namely the new voices.
I guess
the two things. I have a problem with the word alleged identity of community radio because it's just kind of a pejorative word. And, the restructuring is like a bankruptcy kind of term. It's a really bad term. Every station shall initiate discussions regarding the role of paid producers and volunteer staff. We can get rid of restructuring especially, and I'd be a lot happier because restructuring opens an entire can of worms as to how that is interpreted. Okay, thank you. I'm happy with the general gist. I just would like to get rid of a couple of words that go. Every station shall initiate discussions regarding the role of paid producers and volunteer staff. Like, keep everything and just get rid of on restructuring and especially regarding. Insert regarding in place of on restructuring especially. So regarding the role of et cetera. And scratching alleged because alleged just it sounds unfriendly.
Okay. Thank you. I really think it needs to have some language in here to indicate that that the people that are being that are the community volunteers that are chosen to be interns in such a way that those people be democratically chosen and not at the will of the individual programmer or producer who they decide they want.
The call to volunteerism generally.
Not a question of who's going to get what. We are famous for training volunteers and putting them all together. And I got to tell you, this board really likes to, put out motions that reaffirm what we're already doing. And I got to say, that is a matter of effective use of this board's time.
First off, I'd like to point out that that's not what we're already doing. We have not had a volunteer training, a call for volunteers, the KTSA, in the 10 years that I've been here since I heard the last one, I believe.
Ten years ago, I answered that last call for volunteers.
Now, it's true that we have volunteers come through the doors all the time who get stuck right in shows, whether they're talented or not. But the fact is that it would be better if we made a call to our listeners and the audience and the people in the community and said, hey, we're here to, what's the mission say about harnessing the creative energies of the community? And instead of making an insider deal where because you're somebody's pal, you get a show or you get to be someone's producer or whatever, that we actually train people in the art of producing so that when someone needs a producer, we have a long list of people to go to and we're not relying on paid producers in all our positions, which seems like we're doing a lot of at LA. And so this is a call for increased volunteerism, and this is the first step in it.
I call the question.
Yes, I'll call questions. Do you need to read it here again?
Is there any closing debate?
Any closing debate?
Yes, closing. You want to read it with the changes to the language? In light of the current financial crisis and the Pacifica Network's identity as community radio, all we did was scratch two words in this, so otherwise it says, in light of the current financial crisis and the Pacifica Network's identity as community radio, and to conform specifically with Article 5.0 New Voices of the National Program Policy adopted in 2006, the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee, PROC, recommends that the following be approved and be submitted to the PNB. In accordance with Article 5.0 of the National Program Policy, which calls on stations to train current and new volunteers in order to bring new voices to the air, every station shall initiate discussions regarding the role of paid producers and volunteer staff and initiate programs to recruit and train community volunteer programs. Seems straightforward. Can we vote?
Rolling in a new direction, to the direction we should have been in a long time ago. So this is very, very critical, and I urge all of you to really think about it that way. It's so, so important. So, of course.
Okay. Carrie?
I wish that our LSP and our PNB understood the difference between community radio and Pacifica radio.
Yes.
But they don't.
He's explained this before, and actually, it's a really good point.
Would you explain it? I've never heard
it. Carrie, why don't you explain it?
Exist and thrive. And it's very valid on its own, but it is different than the Pacifica mission that existed before the idea of community radio was promulgated. It's different.
The people who are being trained now, there's the people that know people, who know people, and that know people. And the people that need to be trained are the people that don't know what they need to know, and they need to be trained to know what they need to know in order to have an effective program. I don't know, I'm getting a little philosophical.
But we get past
it. It's past as well because we've been talking about the cat and the hat. Sean, I mean, that's it. And I know you're very well-meaning, in terms of, working with people and stuff. I don't question that at all. But the fact is that we need new people. And this is a good step towards what Ian was saying about, creating more volunteers, bringing more people, having a call, and really taking it out to the community. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we really need to take a vote.
Can I say one thing very quickly? I think what Terry was saying, community radio, that it might encompass viewpoints which Pacifica doesn't agree with. So I don't know, would you prefer to put Pacifica Network's mission statement? I understand, I could do give it a more elaborate thing before. You know, we have Republicans and this and that and the others. And
the old
Pacifica. Yeah.
The old
They gave us about half an hour to talk about KPSK. At Trade Technical College, we came up with 15 students that they were willing to come to the station to be trained.
My work.
And I end up to go work. And Nesto are not available on the weekend. Fernando is gone. And as we are talking about this motion, you know, we have to know, we have two senior producers that will be available to train these people. And LSCC is the same thing, you know. We are planning to have two town hall meetings, one next month at the LSCC and one at the Ray Technical College, that, you know, people are really interested about KPSK to know what they could do to build their bridge between the station and, community college, community college. And some of the instructors are willing to give credit to the students who come to town hall meetings. So we are having a meeting this Friday, some of us to go to LSCC, finalize a date for town hall meeting, and then next month to go to Trade Technical College. And within different communities, you know, Glendale, Echo Park, and we are having a picnic on a monthly basis, and we went to Mount Baldy Group of Art to come with a plan to call for youth, organize the youth to run for the better world for some topic, and looking for some, celebrity to be at the top of the mountain when people are ending up there to give them, you know, their own prize. So maybe in in 2 months we come up with a program, you know, to organize a lot of people, young kids to come to the mountain rather than, you know, being in the shopping mall. Todd is one of our members, you know, that being active, you know, in Orange County, and we were having on monthly basis having a picnic there, and there were about 30, 35, 40 people participating on those events.
And also, Sean is going to be our featured speaker for the ACLU, and he's going to talk about USDA.
And also, we passed a motion, you know, of this committee to condemn the action taken by PNB chair to change the laws of the, you know, transmitter room on WBI 923 at 6.
In terms of the training, have you talked to Sean, to the manager, about organizing it so that when you guys bring people in, somebody who does something with them?
I am planning after this Friday, after the having meeting with the dean of the students, to come up, you know, how many people, and try to come up with a list. And I was planning to ask you if you could be part of it too.
Well,